Tesla and Vase and Rashi. Amalachar of Chista Ulatemech. So this is in the medium sized Rashis. The first year of Maskal, the medium sized Rashis. Six lines in. So Chista said back. So you said, the Vois Lamemar, the Masnisan also Lashminan, Rabusa also. The Mishnah Talmi Chiddush, Milo Parish Didei, Shamil Lo Sabrle, and the Mishnah did not say his case. Apparently, the Tana does not agree to what he said. That's what you're assuming.
What Tana doesn't agree?
The Tana of the Mishnah here. So, you're going through the cases of the Mishnah, and you're saying that there has to be a Chiddush. They didn't say Rav Chista's din, so we have to assume a smaller Chiddush. The Tana is being mechadish me that there's a case which is possible, but it means we're starting with that possibly these cases should be kosher. There's two potential cases. Rav Chista's case is the one which is the most the biggest Chiddush that is possible. You cannot be mechadish the biggest Chiddush. You have to start with the smaller Chiddush. The Mishnah said a case, and we have to assume one of the smaller Chiddush, not the larger Chiddush. It meant the larger Chiddush would have said it explicitly. But according to you, that the Tana is going through these cases, each case has to have its own independent Chiddush. But funny enough, I'm a little bit funny enough, my Ashmina and Hashta, my Ashmina was the Chiddush, Hashta, but funny enough, of Kuloi. And funny enough, Chetzio is possible. If you said I saw the whole Chesiva, but only half of the Chesiva is possible, if I say the whole Chesiva, not in the Chesiva, for sure it's possible. A Hachad Loi Masi Klal, me boy. So how do you understand the Mishnah, that case of the Mishnah? El Kerchacha, what are you forced to do? Tishani, the Mesizan, Kolchada, Lashminan, El Higufa, Maitetani, but each one is its own Kiddush. Your kasha was that the later cases include the earlier cases. You're right. But the Tana is doing it in its normal fashion. That's the derech of the Tana. He goes step by step. He says the more obvious case. And then he says the bigger Kiddush. Kamar Hachi, Loizu Bavad. So it's as if the Tana wrote, this case is possible, there's no edus at all in the Chesima. And not only that, but even if there's partial edus in the Chesima, it's also possible. Well, the same way you're going to answer that question, Hachinami, Lididi, Lodlam Afarinechtam, Chetzioi de Mastisen, which the Mora says, what's the Kiddush? If there's no edus at all in the second one, obviously it's possible. So, must be there is edus in the second one. What type of edus? One of these scenarios which you're trying to combine multiple different forms of edus, the special din of get, the kosher chum of get, together with the regular forms of kiyum. And the Tana is saying it's no good, but it says of the three possibilities, it says the smallest Kiddush, we assume the smallest Kiddush. It's not coming to tell you it's a Kiddush like you're suggesting. And we have it Nachas L'Rabusa. If the Tana was looking for a Kiddush, Habit Tana Lo Lidi, what is it my Kiddush? Al Higufa Hu Dashminan. No, the case is like it has written. Now, what's the case? You're saying the case is written can't be a Kiddush. If there's no edus, for sure it's no good. Right? No, the case is there is no way other edus. So what's a Kiddush? He gave out Hudash Minan, Kiddatani, Kamasit, Inish, Bida Chetzer, immediate. There's no edus on the other half, the other signature. With the Kasha Lacha, you asked the question, Echad, Rabbi Fanei Nechtam, Echad, Rabbi Fanei Nechtam. We said it's no good. Minosha, Minan, the Kolshkein Ha. Kolshkein, this case, where you only made a part of the Chesima. No, Vali, you're right. Itanya Bereisha, if it had said that case first, Sulo Yitzchak the Misnei Ha, there would be no need to say this case. Al Hasha, the Tana, Ha Bereisha, so that, but it said this case which we're discussing now, B'Farei Nechtav Kuloi, B'Farei Nechtav Mechetzioi, was said first, so even though there's a later case which would include this case, so that's fine. That's Moisev Armor. Veloizabu Vadalekas Hadusa the Idachetio. Alavzu the high Kamaset Akula Ksiva, the high Kamaset Akula Ksima puzzle. It's going by step, step by step. Step number one, there's no way it's another Chasima. Okay? Possible. Not only that, even there is some semblance of Edis on the other one, also possible. But that's the Derech of the Tana. So the Chiddush of the case is nothing. There is actually no other Edis on the other Chasima. And the Chiddush of that, the more only questioned based on a later case, so that's not a Kasha, because that's the Derech of the Tana to go step by step. Okay, so now the Gemara moves from the case that you were talking about, which was combining various different types of kiyum, the special din of kiyum by get, together with the regular din of kiyum, to other scenarios where you're combining different types of halachic forms. Nothing to do with getting it at all. So Amar Chista, Gidur Chamisha u'mechitza Chamisha ein mitzdarfin. Okay, so you need something which is 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep. So if they dug a trench 5 tefachim deep, so its wall, its gidur is 5 tefachim high, and then you put a wall on top, so now it's 5 tefachim down into the ground, then you put a wall on top of that which is 5 tefachim high. So the total height from the bottom of the trench to the top of the wall is 10 tefachim. But it's only 5 by digging downwards and 5 by building upwards. So he holds it's not mitzarif. Ache he kuloi b'mechitza, a kulo b'gidud. You cannot combine the two. Darsh Mereimar, gidud chemisha u'mechitza he mitzarifin. Meremer disagrees and says, no, you can be mitzarif to two different types together to create the down below, assuming that the area down below is a 4x4, so it meets the criteria 4x4, which means that's the minimum size for a Rishus HaYochid. So this Rishus HaYochid has a wall which is 10 tefachim high from the ground level of this area, because it's dug down 5 tefachim. From that point upwards, it is surrounded by 10 tefachim of wall. Okay.
What?
The hilchos mitzdarf. What do you understand to me? Okay, we hold that the two can combine.
Why wouldn't you be able to combine them?
The way Rashi learns it's a little bit difficult. Because there's a Farish of Mishnayas which seem to say that Bor V'chuyosim Yitzarf, and we have that. Tosis learns the Gemara, not like Rashi, that it was talking about the dinner, it was two chatzeres next to each other. So the halacha is, if that, if there's a wall in between the two of them, so they ma'arv separately, if there's no wall, they're ma'arv, they have to be ma'arv as one. So if you have a wall between the two of them, which is only 5 tefachim high, they have to be ma'arav as one. So you have a wall on one side. They only, from their ground level, there's only 5 tefachim of height. So for the upper one, vis-a-vis the lower one, it's not really a mechitza. Mm-hmm. It comes to more, and the more wants to know, is that vis-a-vis the upper one, is it considered that it's distinct from the lower one with a mechitza of the 10 or not?
Okay.
So Tosfos learns the Gemara. Where Rashi learns it is difficult to understand. Okay. So the more is going to move to other types of other types of questions along these lines. We're combining different types of halachic forms. Boy ilfa. This is Rashi. So we're in the wide lines in Rashi in the bottom. The fifth line, Gidu Chamisha, Anyan Shabbos. The Bina Mechitza Gavaya Sar, we need either a wall which is 10 Tvachim high, or something which is 10 Tvachim deep, to make it into Rishas Yachid. In Hoya Charitz, there was a trench, a ditch, Amma Chamisha, which was 10 Tvachim deep, excuse me, it was 5 Tvachim deep. Then they surrounded this with a wall which is 5 Tvachim high. So Rav Chisda said, Amit Starfin, Lios Besech, which is a Yachid, we cannot combine the total height to give the status of the ditch as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They don't combine. So we were talking about trying to combine different types of forms of kiyum. So we're going to talk about combining other different types of forms of producing a result, whether they work or not. Okay. So boy ilfa, yadayim taharis lechatzoyin, or ein taharis lechatzoyin. Natil Sadayim is Matar the Yadayim. If he does it in two, half and half, in two different ways, Lechatzoyim, does that work or not? Samora says, what do you mean? Hechidami. Ilema, Lechatzoyim means that you assumed it meant that there was half of a revius. So, well, half a revius is not enough for Tzitzadayim, halachically, you require revius. Elma, you mean the halacha that two people can share a revius, since when you start washing, there's a revius for both of them, that's good enough, so that's fairish that works. Each one's only end up using, you know, only ends up using half of a revius. Elema, what's the case? Elema, the kamashi betray me revius, two people are washing, sharing one revius. Vatanan. Mirvius, it's a fairish mishnah in Masechtas Yadayim that two people can share revius. Since when they started the, you know, exactly what's the scenario? One person puts his hands above, one person puts his hands below, and they pour the water over both of them. Okay. So that works. Even though they're share, each was not using the full revius because they're sharing the water with the other person. Okay. So Mora says, Ella, what's the case? Well, the kamashi chada yada, he washes one hand at a time. Okay. Mora says, okay. Hatanan hanot yada achas benetila achas b'shtifa yada taharis. So one hand you washed by doing the Tilsa Dayim, one hand you washed by immersing it into a mikvah, which is a valid way of Tarsa Dayim. That's fine. They didn't do them together, you did them one at a time. Okay. So the Mora says, if so, even though there's, that we assume that scenario means that there's there the actions are distinct separate actions, it works. So Rashi learns the Gemara. Gemara says, "El the kamoshi palga the yode." He's washing half of the hand at a time. Okay. So he washed one half of the hand, dried that, washed the other half of the hand, and dries that. Okay. So Amar Beirabiana, Yadayim Ein Taharis LeChatzoyin. So what's the question? That's a Farish Adin, that doesn't work. So where's the Loi Tzricha De'ika Mashka Tefeach? That when he washed the second half, the water from the first half was still wet. So we would like to combine the shtifa, the netila on the second half of the hand, with until the first half, by virtue of the fact that the process of the first half is as it were not completed because it's still wet. And Mor says, Higamashka tefech, my hobby, why do you think mashka tefech should be sufficient? Vatanan, hanitzik, vakatafris, umashka tefech, enoch kibur, lodot tumu, lodot tahara. So, in regards to the halachas of creating a mikvah, so we know that there are ways you can have mikvah is 40 saw, you can have 20 saw in one depression in the ground, 20 saw in another depression in the ground, and you have a small ditch between the two. If it's a certain size and it can carry a certain amount of water, it combines the two as if they're one, and you have a valid mikvah. Even though in each container, there's not a full 40 saw. However, that's only if they're on equal ground. But if one of them is a katafris, so there it's at a slope. That doesn't combine. Okay. A person's pouring from a kli into a makam of tahara. What would be the case of tahara by nitzuk? A tumah, it's negeya. In the Gabi case of Tara, I'm not sure, but in the case of Tuma, you have a keli which has mashka which has tummy in it, and you're pouring from a kli which is tor into the kli which is tummy. That's nitzuk, you're pouring it. So we don't say that the liquid which is in the down below, which is tummy, is metama the liquid which is coming in. And that connects it back up to the liquid in the upper kli, and the liquid in the upper kli becomes tamei. We don't say nitzuk and mechaber. I'm not sure what the case of tahara is by nitzuk. Then it says mashka tefeach. If you have a similar type of case, you have two kalim. One of them has mashka tamei in it. One of them has mashka tor, which is tor in it, and there's a connector of moisture in between the two. So it's mashka, which is tevach. It's not a gathering of water. It's nothing. You put your hand there, you can feel the moisture. So it's called mashka tevach. So mashka tevach is not mechaber. We don't say that the two sets of liquid are considered one, and therefore there's tuma. The tummy part is matama the rest of it. They're considered distinct. So just having moisture there is not enough to combine the two. Okay. So Morris says, it's a significant amount of moisture over there. So the same way we don't understand if there be mashka here, mashka there, and there's a significant amount of liquid in between, it becomes all one unit. So what's considered significant? That's tveach la'tveach. That if you have the moisture, the person would put his hand there and touch the moisture, his hand would be wetted enough that he would go touch somewhere else, he'd make that wet. So the tveach amanas la'tveach, he could put his hand there, his tveach there, and it'll be matveach, ability to matveach something else, make something else wet. And that's considered a liquid.
And we say that it's not enough to be matame.
Well, that's what we're suggesting is not enough. We're suggesting that maybe, well, Ilpa was asking a question. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not enough. And we're saying, Hanami Tinina, Tefech Latviach is Chibur. So that is sufficient to combine the two. So Morris says, no, Dilma Linyan Mikvos, that's by mikvah that it's considered a Hebrew. But our question is in regards to Nitzil Sidayim. Do we argue that if a person did only half of an atila, only part of the hand, and then he does the other part, since the liquid is still there on the first part, that's sufficient for Nitzil's atila? Because it's mashka tefech, etc. Fine. But do we argue, no, the way Chazal set up the tekana, you have to do the whole hand in one shot. So where is tefech, latviach, sufficient? By mikvah. Where do you see that? Rabbi Huda, it's not. Mikvah sheyesh bar aboyim saw mechuvonis. The mikvah has exactly 40 saw. Yoder shnayim, v'tal v'bezech is that. Two people went to immerse, one after the other. So Harishan Torah, Rashani Tumbit. So the first person went into mikvah 40 saw. The person comes out, the second person goes in. The person takes out a certain amount of water on his body. So there's not 40 saw in the mikvah anymore. So the second person is being tavla mikvah of less than 40 saw and he's tummy. Comes to Behuda, Behuda says, he has water in his body, and the water is considered, it's not just moisture, which is not considered, there's liquid there, it's tefech latviach. And his foot is in the mikvah. So all of the liquid on his body is touching the mikvah. So it's like there's 40 saw in the mikvah, because the tefech latviach, the moisture on his body, is mechubar to the mikvah. Okay? So okay, you know, that's a new case. That's your Rashi. So it's the last word on the line, five lines from the bottom.
Well, I understand. I mean, so we see that it applies by mikvah, but how do you know it doesn't apply
we don't.
Elsewhere?
So that's Elf's question. Right, so that's Elf's question. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara was asking that. The tefech latvich is chibur, and therefore it should work over here by the same as well. And Morris says, no, we found the mimic for that it works, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but we don't see that it necessarily works anywhere, somewhere else. Okay. So Morris leaves it as a question. So Grashi, the Kamashi Beit Shemi Revius, if the case is that the two people are sharing the Revius, when you say the chatzoyin, means each one is they're sharing the one share of water is being shared by two people.
How many people can you have?
So for revius, you can have two people. If you have more than revius, there's a filo, the mission goes through. You can eat filo the shloisha, filo the arba. You know, the mission goes through. If you have a lug, you can do. I don't remember the numbers, but revius is up. It's only two. You can't do more than two from revius. Revius klimaxic revius molimaim. So it's a container which is the size of revius, which is full of water. So you're washing from this revius. Fill the shnayim kibin the mikara habashura mikasim ishiyari tahara. So the more it says, even though we know that by the time the water comes to the second person, some of it remains in the first person, so he's not getting a whole revius worth of water on his hands. Because since you started with the revius, and the water is coming with what's known as shiari tahara, so Chazal allowed that. So much of the case of the Moshe Chariyadeh, he washed one hand at a time. He washed one hand and dried it. He washed the other hand and dried it. So each one, it was two separate acts in the tila. So Mor says, well, we know that Hanotel Yodah Achas Min HaKli Bizrika, he washed one hand by pouring water on his hand, the Ketikah Chom, like the normal fashion. Then Achas B'Shtifa, when the Har Mimem saw, he does the second one B'Shtifa in the river, works. So Mor assumes that, so if that's true, so similarly, doing each tefillah independently would also be sufficient, even though it's like two separate distinct types of actions, that's sufficient. I'm just explaining, the Gemara is proving the case where you're washing each hand separately, since you wash one hand and you dry it, then you wash the other and you dry it, is good from the fact that you can do one hand by washing and one hand by putting in the mikveh. What's the proof from one hand in the mikveh to a case you're doing each hand separately? So the Morris is assuming the same way when you do one hand with washing and one hand with mikveh works, even though clearly that's two distinct separate actions, because there's an act of netilah and then there's a separate act of being tovel your hand. And that's acceptable. So similarly, washing each hand distinctively is also going to be acceptable. Okay. So Mor says, the case was paga paga the yode. So out of perikavi mitzvah netilah. So the mitzvah netilah is all the way up to the wrist. But no, he only washed part of that. He dried that part of the hand. Then he washed the other part. So the very reality is that doesn't work. Which is the case was, there's Nikumashka Tefeach. The first part wasn't totally dry. The dye in Mashka Tefeach, the liquid was still moist. So we should argue that the moisture which is there combines with the liquid you're pouring on now. It's as if you're washing that part of the hand as well. So you're really, by doing so, the second netilah is a valid netilah because it's a netilah on the whole hand. Because there's a chibur to that part of the hand as if you're washing it now with the water that you're pouring. Because of the fact that it's tefeach. By the fact that it's tefeach. So Mor says, well, Mishnah says, hanitzik, which is kiluach, when you're pouring something, the katafras is har mashupa, shemadrona mchudet harbeit, it's a steep slope.
Case that two are different levels. The Hebrew, all the water in the Hebrew would run down to the lower.
That's true. That's the problem. In other words, even though right now it hasn't happened yet, right now there's it's all attached. Mm-hmm. That's not a valid Hebrew. They got to be because of the fact that that itself is the problem. It's not maintaining, even though at this moment everything's in the right place, but it's not maintaining it as such. That's not called a Hebrew.
There's another possibility, which is, let's say you have water from one and entering the upper one, and the upper one's overflowing into the lower one.
Well, so that actually is not a problem. That's actually kosher.
Because it's continuing.
Because a mayan doesn't need 40 saw.
Okay.
Right. So,
bad choice.
What?
Bad choice.
Right.
How about a stream?
Well, Mamanashaka, the stream is a mayan, so then same thing. The luck is that rainwater is possible if it's moving.
Is there a case that I can ask the question? let me stop.
So let's say you have two balls side by side, and there's a hole between the two of them, and the hole is at an angle, but it's all submerged in water. So that would be probably the case that you're looking for. Right. So, but you know, due to the water levels, it's never good. Theoretically, it's at an angle. I think that's kosher. I'm not sure. I think it's kosher.
What?
Not important. Okay, and a chibur the tumah. So it's not, this is not chibur for tumah or for tahara. So what's the case of tumah? You're going hamar mikli torah the kli tameh. You're pouring from a kli torah which has liquid which is torah into a kli which is tameh. And therefore, the liquid inside the kli is tameh. Minitzak hakiluach, and you have the liquid which is in the air, which is that you're pouring. Mechaber mashkeshnei kelim is combining the two kelim, the liquid of the two kelim. Eno chibur l'tamei mashkim v'yoinim. We don't say that the tuma rides up the liquid that you're pouring, and it connects it to the liquid in the upper kli and makes a tuma. B'chena katafris im havira derech daf hanasuna b'madrin. You pour water down a board which was placed at a slope. What's in the bottom is connected to tuma. There it's in a kli which is tuma. And all yarnim tuma, and we don't say that the liquid, the tuma, connects with the liquid going up the board and to the higher, to the upper kli. So Areva Aruchi had a long trough. Mishnei Rosheh Maskim, the two sides, a little bit lower, there's liquid gathered there. One of them, that liquid is tummy, one of them, the liquid is still tor. Mashka Tevech, Mechaber, there's moisture in between the two. Mashka Tevech. In a Chibur Latami, they're not considered connected, that it's one unit, and therefore the tumah of one set of one part of the liquid affects the other part. The Tara, then you mikvos. So you have two gatherings of water, neither with 40 saw. And you're combining them through one of these processes. So in a Hebrew, it doesn't work. So more so the case was Tvech Latviach. That Sheish Mashkar Harbe. Shim Topak by Yokal Latviach with Mokamacher. If you would put your hand there, so it's a verb. Placing your hand there is you're being tepeach there. The moisture which your hand would receive is so significant that if you place your hand somewhere else, it would make that other place wet. So you're going to be matfiach. You're going to use your hand to make something else wet somewhere else. So we know that's chibur l'tumah l'tahara. It works. So the more is saying the same way it works by tumah and tahara, it's just worked by netilah as well. So the more says no. Dilma hadik tani chibur. That which is considered chibur is specifically in regards to mikvah tumah and tahara. Then you mikvah is kamar. Rehuda says we use the concept of that it combines downwards. But regards to Natila, Mibayun, we have a question. The proof from mikvah doesn't work for over here. That it's not a question of combining it, of connecting it. It's a question of giving it as if you're doing the mice in the tefillah now. That's our shaila, and that you can't prove from here.
With regard to the board, or the array of connecting the two, we're assuming the item itself does not become tummy.
The kli is tor, right? Or the, a board is not the Right. So it's not. There's no tumor with it. The mashke can be tummy. It can be a sheni.
And then it changes the language to a rebbe.
Yeah, because tefach would make much more sense. It's hard to use discuss the case of a board. You need some type of a container to hold the liquid in. So you have liquid gathered here, and liquid gathered here, and there's moisture between. So that's why the case of the rebbe.
Is no considered
shudiklei
eitz, or does itself become
tam? No, the mashka can be a sheni. I'm a tam a kalim. Okay, I told it here.